North Carolina's moratorium on evictions expired in late June. The federal moratorium ended a month later. As a result, housing advocates are bracing for a wave of evictions in the upcoming months, and local governments and nonprofits are stepping in to help. Employment rates in the Wilmington Metropolitan Statistical Area increased by 6% from May through June. But compared to last June, employment was still lower by almost 10%. In the leisure and hospitality sector, particularly impacted by the pandemic, those changes are dramatic. But things are getting better month by month, even though employment is still down significantly from last year. Things are improving. Or are they?
So many of the people that are coming to us for help now, their leases had just been started March, April, May. But the economy hasn't turned around. They haven't gotten their jobs back. Stimulus has run out. They're like, I still have to pay these bills.
That's Sonia McFarland, director of the Help Hub in Wilmington. The group provides short-term or emergency assistance to those struggling with housing, utilities, or transportation. Since June 1st, it's assisted approximately 125 families with aid explicitly related to COVID-19 economic insecurity. McFarland says the eviction moratorium did help people by ensuring housing and allowing them to defer rent payments, but it also created a false sense of security. Now that it's expired, some people may have months of rent due with no reliable source of income. Tax return money is long gone, unemployment benefits exist but not everyone qualifies, and a second stimulus package remains stalled in a politically divided Congress. Katrina Knight is the executive director of the Good Shepherd Center, another local organization that provides food, shelter, and financial assistance to those in need.
Folks have seen themselves falling behind. We've really been bracing ourselves to see what we have been worried would be, at the very least, an uptick, if not an onslaught, of people facing potential homelessness by about this time, by August, September. Day to day at Good Shepherd, we haven't seen it yet. But again, what we're hearing from advocates who either work in legal services or are in court, they are definitely seeing it ramp up.
Knight says that courts in the area now have such significant backlogs in evictions proceedings that tenants are only receiving, on average, 6 minutes in front of a judge. But there is some good news. There are resources through organizations like the Help Hub and other nonprofits in the Harrelson Center. Wilmington City Council will consider awarding CARES Act federal funding to Good Shepherd and other nonprofits tomorrow. And New Hanover County already approved childcare and housing assistance programs through CARES Act funding last week. Katrina Knight says these programs are a great start, but not everyone will be eligible, and there's still work to be done.
City and county, frankly, have been beyond a point of crisis for well over a decade, and it has only worsened over time. The mismatch between what working people, literally thousands of our neighbors, earn and what they need to earn to be able to afford to live where they work and where we rely on them, that mismatch appears to only be growing. You probably heard a lot of people say after Florence, things that were already a problem were only heightened by Florence. And I think to an even greater degree, we are seeing and will continue to see that with this pandemic.
Hannah Brasinger, WHQR News.